from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, advanced alien technology. Wow. Here's what's happening. North Korea is saying they will launch a powerful nuclear hammer at the heart of the United States if President Donald Trump attempts a regime change in North Korea. That, according to North Korea's state news agency, that's their warning. The statement comes amid heightened tension between the two nations, including recent intercontinental ballistic missile launches, showing that the rogue state has the capacity to deliver a warhead as far as Alaska, as well as shows of force by the U.S. Air Force and the Navy. But the tensions keep getting tougher. And a U.S. Cyclone-class patrol craft warded off an Iranian patrol boat that was approaching a U.S. Navy-guided missile cruiser in the Persian Gulf. The USS Thunderbolt fired multiple warning shots after an Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy Nasser-class patrol boat came to within 150 yards of the patrol craft at one nautical mile of a nearby cruiser. The incident occurred at about 10:20 local time here in the United States. Dr. Jerome Corsi, of course. Jerry, first, I want to get your reaction to what the Korean news agency is saying about possibly launching a nuke if we try to dump Kim Jong-un.
Well, again, I think, George, it's a ramping up of the rhetoric from North Korea in response to various reports that have occurred in the news over the past few days that the Trump administration may be considering to try to get a regime change in North Korea, which I think would be very difficult to do, short of an invasion, which I think also would be ill-advised with North Korea. But the rhetoric is ramping up, and North Korea's capabilities, they've recently launched a successful ICBM, and I think it's really only a matter of months until North Korea has a successful potential to launch a nuclear weapon with an ICBM. So the time frame to do something is shortening.
It sure is. Very dangerous. And now the situation with Iran. What are they trying to do? Why are they trying to get so close to our ships?
Well, this is a whole series of harassments. It's not the first incident. That we've had incidents that have occurred in June, going even back to January. The guided missile destroyer Mahan fired three warning shots to ward off. There were four armed Revolutionary Guard attack boats that were coming at the ship at high speed. These are the kinds of provocative incidents that Iran has been doing repeatedly in the Persian Gulf. And again, it just shows that Iran is really, even though the Trump administration is validating that Iran is complying with the nuclear agreement, something I'm still not convinced is 100% true, Iran is a very aggressive regime, and these incidents, as you recall, George, during the Obama administration, actually Iran seized one of our crews and held them for several days in the Persian Gulf.
Yes, and belittled them, Jerry.
Yes, they violated really the rules for treating military prisoners by humiliating them, photographing them. Some were photographed crying. I mean, it was really a fairly embarrassing incident for the Navy, not just that the patrol boat got stopped, but the way the sailors behaved after they were POWs for a short period of time, as it were. They're not really prisoners of war, but at least captives of Iran, I guess you'd have to say. At any rate, the point is, Iran continues to be a very belligerent regime, and it's also reflected in Iran's intervention in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
which continues to be, even though, you know, we have been in some ways happy to see Iran's involvement against ISIS. Iran is still wanting to take over major portions of Iraq and has military ambitions, which I think will include development of nuclear weapons eventually, if not sooner, just like North Korea. I'm not sure Iran's going to wait the entire period of this agreement before really ramping up its nuclear program again.
What a world we live in. Jerry writes for InfoWars.com. A federal appeals court has struck down a District of Columbia gun control measure that the court said is essentially an outright ban in violation of the Second Amendment. The District of Columbia requires gun owners to have a good reason to obtain a concealed carry permit, but the U.S. Court of Appeals of the D.C. District struck down the regulation as too restrictive in a 2-1 decision there. The IRS has seen a big drop in the number of identity theft victims after the agency teamed up with tax preparers to fight the problem. The number of victims was nearly cut in half last year compared to the previous year. At the same time, more businesses are being targeted. In 2015, thieves stole the identities of nearly 700,000 victims. Last year, the number dropped to 377,000. A four-month high in U.S. consumer confidence reflects Americans' sunnier views on both their current situation and outlook, a positive sign for the economy, according to the New York-based Conference Board, which came out and made this statement. Ms. Shedlock, registered investment advisor. Hey, Michael, what do you think of that one?
Well, I think confidence follows a couple of things here. One of them is the stock market, and the other one is people are happy when gas prices are stable or going down. I don't have any faith in these confidence numbers. I've tracked these things for years, George. They don't match anything that I can find, but, you know, they're called a so-called leading indicator. Well, the FOMC, the Fed, meets tomorrow. Tomorrow for you.
They'll probably keep the rates the same, I think.
They're going to keep the rates the same, yeah. I just checked the odds of something like 99%. The Fed's not going to buck that, and I looked out. The same thing for September and November, they meet. The same thing, no meeting in August. In December, they're saying about 50-50. So the Fed is on pace to, like, hike maybe three times a year now, if you believe it. They're also going to be tapering. They're going to not be rolling over some of the interest they're collecting here. I'm just wondering, you know, when this is going to filter through. I'm watching the housing market. Existing home sales were down 1.7% this month. Tomorrow we see the new housing report, so maybe later on this week or next week we can talk about that. But George, at best, we're muddling through. It's almost like they're desperate to get these hikes in, and they've even said this just so they can cut when the next downturn comes.
Okay, my friend, Mitch Shedlock, registered investment advisor. Well, around 200 Allegiant Airlines passengers are stranded tonight in Las Vegas. The airline canceled its flight to Oklahoma City and says there won't be another one until Thursday. Well, I guess if you're going to get stranded, you might as well get stranded in Vegas than some other little city. Barbara Sinatra has died at her home in California at the age of 90 after months of declining health. Sinatra, also known as Lady Blue Eyes, was a former Las Vegas showgirl, the final wife of the late singer Frank Sinatra. She built a foundation to help abuse children at the Eisenhower Medical Center.
So I stay here, finish my beer, try hard and not feel like...
Country singer Abby Nicole has died at the age of 25 after performing at a Nebraska county fair with her band Country Road. Apparently, she was on an ATM or ATV, and it was riding. This utility vehicle flipped over, and she was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Researchers studying the brains of 202 former football players discovered traces of chronic traumatic injury in nearly all of them, with the highest instances occurring in players who had reached the professional level. A Japanese woman has died from a tick disease after she was bitten by a cat. They say being neurotic isn't generally considered a desirable attribute, and many studies have linked the personality trait to poor health and an increased risk of mental disorders. But a new study in Psychological Science suggests that for some people, neurotic tendencies may actually reduce the risk of dying early. Neurotic people are more likely to experience negative emotions such as irritability, frustration, nervousness, worry, and guilt. And apparently that helps them live longer. Go figure. Well, in a moment, Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. I might as well give you the phone number to call for some advice and help. Here it is, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website available for you to look at anytime, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc Wallach is next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopathic doctor and veterinarian, has researched and resulted a number of things in his life. He has published more than 70 peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He has made major contributions to at least 8 multi-authored text and reference books on these subjects as well. And as you know, he is one of our spokespeople for CriticalHealthNews.com, one of our sponsors of the program, of course, and partners of the show. And the website is CriticalHealthNews.com. Dr. Joel Wallach back on Coast to Coast. Good to have you, my friend.
Well, thank you, George. It's always good to be with you. And there's so many exciting things happening that we can help America with.
I hope so. I hope so. So they're talking about finally getting some kind of a change to our health care program, if they can get things done. The Senate worked out something today, but they got a long way to go, Doc. How important is it for people to simply take matters in their own hands and try to take care of themselves?
Well, it's really the only way we're going to solve the problems. John Hopkins just came out a couple of weeks ago, said the number three cause of death in America, George, is medical mistakes in hospitals. Each year they kill 251,000 Americans. What if Iran were to send over North Korea were to send over an intercontinental ballistic missile with a terrible weapon and kill 251,000 Americans? It'd be war. Here we have one trade that does it every year in their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. And then the number one cause of death in America, according to the Center for Disease Control, Journal of American Medical Association, and Medical Institute, ethics watchdog for the medical profession, so the number one cause of death in America is agreed upon proper treatments. 15 million Americans are killed, injured, and infected each year by agreed upon correct treatments.
Jeez,
this is crazy.
Frightening. It really is. And I want you to address something, Doc. You're a naturopathic doctor. You're a veterinarian. You've done autopsies on thousands of animals. To the few skeptics who say, well, he's not a medical doctor. How can he give us this kind of advice? I want you to address that.
Well, two reasons. Number one, this one big project I did with the National Institutes of Health, I actually did 20,000 autopsies, represented 17,000 some change of over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans, 10 million chemistry looking for pollution as a cause of death from natural causes, 10 million slides with special stains looking for pollution as a cause of death and from natural causes. And what I found was that every vertebrate, whether it's a human being or an elephant or a fish or a turtle or a rat or a dog, pig, any vertebrate that has what we would call a pre-existing condition, dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. I mean, we're talking type 2 diabetes, we're talking about sickle cell anemia, we're talking about Alzheimer's disease. These are all nutritional deficiency diseases. And we've eliminated 900 different diseases in the animal world, in zoo animals, that actually still plague people. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name in animals that still plague people simply by supplementing properly. And I began to do this for human beings back in 1978, and it works in human beings just like it does in animals. And so just that one project, I did 20,000 autopsies. The second project I did was 1,700 autopsies. That was in China. And this is a sudden heart attack that kills young athletes. You see, they drop dead on the track.
Yeah, you hear so many horrible stories about that.
Yeah, and this happens about 20,000 times a year in America. It's a deficiency of a single mineral. And all you have to do is supplement properly, and it would stop. We eliminated that disease in animals because of a huge, huge economic effect, negative economic effect in the animal industry. It's called mulberry heart disease in pigs. It's called white muscle disease and everything from chickens to sheep and horses and cows and so forth. And we learned just very simply to supplement, and we can prevent the disease. And so I began to do this with people. And, you know, George, it works in people just like it does in animals.
That's right.
It's been one of those miracles where we can actually prevent and reverse these pre-existing conditions, which causes our insurance costs to go ballistic. For instance, just last year, the insurance monthly premiums in Arizona went up 115%. Yesterday, they went up by 200% in Alaska because these pre-existing conditions are so common, so prominent, that the cost of treating people is so high that the insurance costs go up just because they have to deal with this. Well, if we get rid of them, and this is, I mean, we're talking cheap. We're talking $3 a day per 100 pounds of body weight. We can prevent these diseases. If you have full-blown disease, it might cost you $4.50 a day for a couple of months, and then the disease goes away, and you don't have to deal with it anymore.
And that's the way to do it. Every once in a while, Doc, we do a special luncheon series with Coast to Coast guests, and my last one was with investment advisor Catherine Austin Fitz. And while we're there with all these Coast to Coast listeners who had come to the luncheon to hear her speak, a lady stood up to ask her a question, but before she did, practically in tears, she wanted to thank us for having you on because you saved her life with the information.
Wow.
And, you know, she's been listening to you for well over a year now, and she just says she's changed her entire routine and simply said, he has changed my life. He has saved my life. I wish that I knew then what I know now, and I just wanted you to know that.
Well, I appreciate that, and of course, we're seeing thousands of people an hour now. I mean, you know, obesity, we're the number one obese nation in the world. That's one of those pre-existing conditions, and we get people to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. It never fails. We've been doing it for 40 years commercially, and I mean, we're getting these young pastors. I mean, we're talking young pastors. They're in their 30s and 40s, 5 foot three. They weigh 352 pounds, and they're on 13 medications for diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease and arthritis and so forth. 90 days are off all their medications, and they begin to lose the weight at half a pound, 2 pounds a day. 2 years later, this Dr. Regina, I'll give you her first name, in Detroit, she went from 352 pounds, and she's only 5 foot three. She went to 140 pounds.
Wow.
And so we do this thousands of times a month now.
That is truly amazing. And I want to point out, not quite a disclaimer, but Doc Wallach has been doing this for years now and does not say that this will cure cancer, this will cure this, but they will help. And that's the important thing you need to understand. There's tight regulations about what you can and cannot say. And I just want to qualify that from the outgo. I've got a list of emails in, Doc, from people that seems to grow every time people know you're going to be on the program. I can't print up enough. But Taylor writes about her daughter. She says, my daughter's 38, weighs 260 pounds, is 5'7", suffers from two major issues. What can she do for them? Number one, lymphedema in both legs, especially the left leg. What can I do about this?
Okay. Well, first of all, she's 100 pounds overweight. Okay?
Yeah, easy.
And the lymphedema can be caused by a vascular problem in the colon and the pelvis. What happens is, when you see it particularly in the left leg, that's very telling. The odds are the blood vessels either have like varicose veins in the blood vessels of the descending colon, or artery disease in that side, and that's when it happens on the right side, they'll get appendicitis. When it happens on the left side, they just get a more severe edema in that left leg, because when you have a gluten problem, as we pointed out a little bit earlier, you get all this inflammation in the colon, in the walls of the colon. The lining of the colon goes away from what's called contact enteritis, just like you roll around in poison ivy, you get contact dermatitis.
Right.
And it interferes with the circulation. So the first thing they have to do is get on a gluten-free diet. That means no wheat, no barley and rye, no oats, no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, olives, cooking oils. We got to get rid of the inflammation. And then certainly, no fried foods and no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. That means deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky.
All the stuff that tastes good.
Well, there's a lot of other things that taste good, but certainly those things taste good, and they're very tempting. But that's what's getting this young lady in trouble. And what I would give her is the 90 essential nutrients, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids appropriate for her body weight. And I like the prepackaged program in her case. I would go ahead and give her what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack.
Hold on, Doc. We're at the break. We'll come back and review this, and we'll take some phone calls. Doc Wallach with us for about an hour and a half. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number, where humans are there right now to help you, 1-855-949-7234. Later on tonight, we're going to be talking about alien technology, an incredible story with guest Will Hart. His book is called Ancient Alien Ancestors. Looking forward to that. We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com and take your phone calls here. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He joins us about once a month for a couple hours, giving you health-related tips. And, Doc, let's get back into Taylor's daughter's lymphedema and see where we are with that. Then she's got one other issue.
Okay, well, she had, what'd she weigh, 200?
260.
260, yep. Okay, and so, again, we got to get rid of all the inflammatory stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, all the glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Then she needs to take what we call the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. The most easy way to do that is with what we call a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Two of those is one per 100 pounds of body weight. She almost needs three because she's 270 pounds, but just for economics, I go with two, full dose twice a day. And then to support healthy blood flow, even through blocked arteries and support healthy blood pressure, I would give her what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And then for the weight loss, here's the magic. Everybody thinks that being obese is due, George, to eating too much and lack of exercise, when in fact it's due to a nutritional deficiency of any one of a number of nutrients in a certain class of nutrients. So we have what we call REV, R-E-V. It's a liquid. I have her put a dropper full under her tongue, 30 minutes for each meal, and within 7 to 10 days, she'll start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, and she could take two bottles a month, and she could have one dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes for each meal, and the second dropper full 15 minutes for each meal, or again, if it's an economic problem, she could just do it once a day, and she'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, and so it's realistic for her to lose, maybe in 3 to 5 months, 3 to 6 months, so she's going to be down to where she needs to be in weight. And if she's very, very good about staying away from the bad stuff, that will resolve the lymphedema because she's going to deal with the circulation problems in her pelvis and the intestines.
And what exactly, Doc, is lymphedema?
Lymphedema means that she's getting edema, swelling in her legs. You see this a lot in people's ankles and their lower legs. They may have 25 to 50 pounds of water weight in their legs because they can't pump the blood and the lymphatic fluids back up into the body where the heart can recirculate it because these blood vessels are blocked from getting up past the colon because of all the inflammation in the colon from the gluten. It's kind of a weird system, but we deal with this thousands of times a month, and the medical system has missed it terribly. That's one of these pre-existing conditions, and we can save America billions of dollars a day because, George, 85% of personal bankruptcies in America are due to these pre-existing conditions, were extremely simple nutritional deficiencies.
What about hypothyroidism, which is the other problem Taylor's daughter had?
Okay, well, the thyroid gland actually needs 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. The medical system falsely believes the thyroid gland only needs iodine because iodine is part of the structure of the thyroid hormone, thyroxin. But it needs 89 other nutrients to do its job. And so in addition to giving up the fried foods and processed meats and oils and gluten, she also needs to give up the foods that interfere with the function of the thyroid gland. And I've written papers on this. These are called cruciferous vegetables, things that are supposed to be good for you, which include cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. And then, of course, we actually have a program we call Ocean's Gold, which is all the stuff that comes from the ocean, all these algaes and planktons and things that your thyroid gland needs and loves. And she could take three of those tablets twice a day or three times a day, be 2 to 3 bottles a month of the Ocean's Gold. And again, she's got to stay away from those cruciferous vegetables. Again, that's cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, kale and Brussels sprouts, and she's going to be a new woman. It's going to be a miracle. They will see things that they would never thought could happen again for this young girl.
I was on a plane, and they didn't hand out peanuts because somebody on the plane had a mere allergy to the peanuts so severe that he or she, whoever it might have been, couldn't even breathe the peanuts in because something would happen to him. What causes that, Doc?
Okay, well, this is called an anaphylactic shock thing, and you know, the stories are that people would come home, like on an airplane, they're eating peanuts, they come home and kiss their little girl, and the little girl was terribly allergic to peanuts. She would die before the father put her back down on the ground just from the anaphylactic shock. And food allergies are caused by actually maldigestion and malabsorption. When you cannot digest proteins down to the individual amino acids, and you're absorbing called polypeptides, which are strings of amino acids and not quite totally digested down to individual amino acids, your body sets up a resistance to them in the form of antibodies. And when you confront these things, you get swelling and asthma, and you can actually go unconscious and die. And so here's where digestion is absolutely important. And one of the problems has been actually caused by the medical system by telling people to not use salt. Salt is one of your best friends. The sodium chloride has multiple functions. The chloride part is one of the raw materials necessary to make stomach acid, hydrochloric acid, which is required for the pepsin enzyme to digest proteins down to the individual amino acids and prevent food allergies. So restricting salt can actually cause food allergies to come on. It's really crazy. And so you really have to salt your food heavily. You want to take supplemental enzymes to digest foods down to the individual amino acids, and you're not digesting and absorbing partial proteins. But if you have a known allergy, I would stay away from those things. Avoidance is everything. Don't think you can, you know, once you have the allergy, avoidance is everything. Otherwise, it can be life-threatening.
It could. It could be very serious. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. To the phones we go. Joe is truck driving in Illinois. Let's go to him now. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hey, Doc Wallach.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question for you, Doc. You know, I've been listening to you on Coast to Coast for a while, and I started using your products. And first of all, I've got rid of my heartburn, my deteriorating hip that I almost couldn't walk at all is pain-free for almost 5 out of 7 days now. But my question to you is, back when you had ASAP, I was using that. I lost, I think, 23 pounds. And then they switched to the Rev, and I did it the exact same way, and I gained 6 pounds. What's going on there?
Okay, well, Rev is actually the next generation of ASAP. And so basically, it's important to stay away from the gluten, wheat, brown, rye, and oats. It's an absorption problem. And so it's really easy. I mean, I have spent a lot of time with truckers and truck stops and so forth, and I know the health problems that truckers deal with. I mean, I have spent years with them, and they are the cowboys of today. I mean, I love them because they are in the front lines of everything, so we really appreciate all the good work you do. And just it's really easy to get cross-contamination in a truck stop restaurant or somebody rides with you who've been eating gluten, and you get dust on you from their clothes. And so cross-contamination will really interfere with absorption of everything. That's why I like the Rev or the SAP, but the Rev is what we use now because, again, it's the next generation. It'll absorb your oral tissues. And the big fella, you need to lose that weight. Make sure you go ahead and put it under your tongue. Absorb it through your oral tissues. Do not swallow it. It might take a minute or two to absorb it through oral tissues. If you swallow it, it won't hurt you, but you're not going to get maximum benefit. And, again, stay away from that gluten, the wheat, brown rye, and oats. Everybody, even if you're skinny, you should stay away from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. If you want calories for energy, use rice, use sweet potatoes, baked sweet potatoes with butter. And always remember ketone caramel sticks or bars, food bars, meal replacers, and also the ketone caramel shakes. And that way you know you're getting gluten-free, and also you have the high-protein, high-fat diet, and stay away from the carbs, and you will lose the weight. never fails.
Doc, when you were going to a veterinarian school, did you think about being an MD at all, or was it your love of animals that got you to go to vet school?
I was actually, I went to agricultural school first, University of Missouri, trying to be a scientific farmer, and just on a lark, applied for veterinary school, got in, and ran into the first mass die-off from pollution in America in the pathology graduate courses, wrote that up, and that kind of got me going, and I realized how animal studies actually can help us with human diseases. And I discovered the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. Actually, it was written up by Emory University. It went around the world. It was just quite the thing. And I proved that it was actually a nutritional deficiency and could be prevented and reversed. Even if somebody's 25 years old with cystic fibrosis, supposed to be a genetic disease in kids, I could reverse it. I could even get rid of the genetic markers, which are not really genetic markers, in 24 hours if I gave this nutrient IV, or 2 weeks if I gave it to them orally. And Emory University fired me. They said, "Well, you're insane. Everybody knows cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease. It's not nutritional."
They fired you over this?
Yes, sir. And so I went back to school then, became a physician, so I could treat these kids because I knew they were going to do it wrong. And then I realized that they weren't only wrong about cystic fibrosis, they were wrong about arthritis and high blood pressure and congestive heart failure and Alzheimer's disease and liver cirrhosis and kidney failure and dialysis. And so I thought, uh-oh, I was in the wrong place as a veterinarian, and I began to work with the big government projects, NIH, and one of them, where I did my 20,000 autopsies, NIH project, National Institutes of Health. That study became the thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship, which is the thesis for the equivalent of a PhD degree, and that's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, George. I'm very, very proud of that, and they sell, new ones sell for $25,000 for each book.
Wow. Wow. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number to call if you can't get through to talk to Doc Wallach, of course, or people that will help you, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. You go all over the country speaking, don't you?
That's correct. I speak 400 times a year.
What do people ask you the most? What seems to pop up the most?
Well, I think it's these pre-existing conditions, George, if I could sort of give it a general classification. We're talking about...
And when you say pre-existing conditions, what do you mean by that?
Okay, we're talking about congestive heart failure. We're talking about arthritis. We're talking about liver cirrhosis. We're talking about COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We're talking about asthma. We're talking about Alzheimer's disease, back problems. These things that just go on and on and on forever, it seems like, and the doctors treat you, and suddenly there's a new treatment for $1,000 a pill, and so forth. And we get these people, they're tired of this on and on and on and on situation, and we get them, and in 60, 90 days, their pre-existing condition is gone. Instead of 20 years, for instance, type 2 diabetes is thought to be a genetic disease, George. It's a deficiency of a single nutrient. We've actually known that for 82 years. And so type 2 diabetes, we can get rid of that. We could make America a type 2 diabetes-free country in 2 months or less if everybody were to avoid all the bad stuff, supplement properly. We could make America, every church, every school, every town, every state, diabetes-free in 2 months or less.
Let's go next to Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. Harry, you're up with us. Go ahead.
Oh, thank God. Doc, I have a friend and lives here in my building, and he's 324 pounds. He's 6'3". The guy walks 3 miles a day. He's not losing weight. He can't lose it, no matter what he does. The thyroid is perfect. They got the thyroid test back. It's healthy, perfect. What can he do? I'm wondering if it's metabolism or something.
Okay, no, it's actually a nutritional deficiency. We're the number one obese nation in the world. I'm going to repeat that. The United States is the number one obese nation in the world, and that's because we've been running on a false theory for 125 years. The false theory is that we are overweight and obese because we eat too much and don't exercise enough. And, of course, we've been doing that for 125 years, and we're getting fatter and fatter and fatter. That's because being overweight and obese is actually due to a deficiency of any one of a number of nutrients in a certain class of nutrients, and there's three of them. If you're deficient in any one of those, you're going to be the 300, 600, 800-pound person. I get thousands of these people a month.
And look at this story that just came out, Doc, 2 months ago. It says the United States is the most obese nation in the world, passing up Mexico now.
That's correct. And again, it's a nutritional deficiency. Yeah. And the reason why we have an epidemic, I mean, obesity is going straight up. It's an epidemic disease now. And that's because these nutrients that are necessary to prevent and cure it are no longer found in our food. These nutrients are no longer found in the food because of technology. We used to get those nutrients back when wood was the universal fuel and everybody was putting wood ashes in their gardens. And the wood ashes contained these nutrients. Well, when we went to electricity, nobody realized that wood ashes were really minerals. Okay, they thought wood ashes were ashes, but wood ashes are 95 to 98% minerals. And now we don't have wood as fuel, and so we're not getting these nutrients. Our food cannot make them, and so we're not putting them in our food anymore as a fertilizer for the gardens. And so as a result, we're getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And that's why we get people to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, the 90 essential nutrients, get off all the bad inflammatory things, and take the Rev, which is an accelerator to help you lose that half a pound to 2 pounds a day. I mean,
it adds up.
Oh, it adds up. Well,
Doc, what about fasting? What if you just supplement, drink a lot of water, and fast? Eat, like, minimal food, maybe fruits or something.
Well, fruit would be bad because they have sugars in them. You're going to gain weight. Now, here's the crazy thing about this, George. Again, I get people, they're 5'3", they weigh 588 pounds, almost 600 pounds.
5'3"?
5'3", they weigh 580. I mean, I get thousands of them a year like this. And 588 pounds, 5'3", and in 2 years' time they're down to 220, and another 6 months they're down to 150. Okay, and because we supplement them properly, and exercise, these thousands of people that lose half a pound to 2 pounds a day do not have to exercise. I say, don't exercise, don't waste your time. And they say, well, I've been exercising for years, and I just keep gaining weight. That's because exercise deficiency, lack of exercise, is not a contributor to weight gain. It's a deficiency of a nutrient, and of course we have these prepared keto caramel shakes. We have the keto caramel meal bars, so you don't have to run around, buy the ingredients, and create a ketone diet. And I actually have a book out called Energy Crisis. It goes into the ketone diet, which is a high-protein, high-fat diet. And then you take the supplement program, and you're going to lose that half a pound to 2 pounds a day because it's a nutritional deficiency. And if you eat carbohydrates, you're not only going to gain weight, but you're going to get fatty liver, you're going to get plaque in your arteries, you're going to get high triglycerides. All those things are caused by an intake of carbohydrates and sugars. And the biggest mistake that the medical system has made, and they have contributed to us being the most obese nation in the world, is telling people to get off of fat and get on more carbohydrates, high-carb diets. That's absolutely false, and the doctors are the one have contributed to this situation. We are the number one obese nation in the world.
Doc, what happens to the skin of somebody who's 500 pounds and gets down to 200? I mean, does the skin get taut again and really tight, or what happens?
Well, that's a very, very good question. And what happens, George, because you're getting the 90 essential nutrients, right, in addition to the secret sauce, as we call them, they're getting the 90 essential nutrients of one of these packs for 100 pounds of body weight. And if they weigh 500 pounds, they need five of these packs a month. Now, if they can't afford that, if they go with two or three, it's just going to take a little bit longer to get to where they want to be, but they'll still get the same result. What happens is because they're getting these nutrients, as they lose the weight, the skin tones up, and they do not have wrinkles and saggy, baggy skin. They do not have to have surgery. They never have to have surgery as they lose this weight because the nutrient intake actually supports the maintenance repair of the elastic fibers and the collagen in the skin, and it tightens right up. They look fantastic.
The thinnest nation, Japan, followed by India, Korea, Indonesia, China, what are they doing right?
Well, many of their people, and I spent actually weeks living in some of these really rural places, in Okinawa and India, not India, excuse me, in Japan, the Philippines, China, places like that. And basically what happens is they're still using wood as fuel and putting the wood ashes in their garden or getting their nutrients that way.
Hold on, Doc. We're already at the top of the hour. We'll come back with your final hour in a moment. I want to find out from you why those countries have the thinnest population in the planet. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website and take some time looking at it. You can also call and talk to somebody at 1-855-949-7234.